Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. We are conducting a survey in Georgia tonight to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Now, your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not a really important issue, 10 meaning it's very important issue to you? Inflation and cost of living, you can give me a number from 0 to 10?
10.
All right. Reproductive freedom?
Pro-life 100%, so whatever that would be on your number.
10. Okay, healthcare.
Most important is just putting on the direction. The direction it's going right now is terrible. We need to change.
Okay, so that would be a number 10?
Yeah.
And criminal justice reform?
Well, these questions are so vague. It's the economy and the moral direction of our country. Those are the big things. And 100% for Trump, totally against what's going on now in Washington.
Okay. So for criminal justice, you would give me a number 10, very important issue to you, or not important?
Well, they're all important. It's just that doesn't give much direction, meaning on direction of which way. That's the problem with your question.
No, okay. No. Yeah, because we are on a scale from 0 to 1, I mean, you would say 10 or 9 or 8.
7 or 8.
7 or 8. Okay. But 7 or 8. All right, 7. Jobs and wages.
Well, it goes back to the economy, but I'd say 7 or 8 would just be overall economy. The direction we're headed is terrible.
Okay. That'll be, like, what number would you say, like, on a scale from 0 to 10?
7.
7. And immigration?
10.
Democracy?
What's that?
Democracy. Democrats.
What about Democrats?
On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you think that's very important or not important issue to you? When it comes
I'm a Republican, so I don't know how to rate that other than.
That'll be a 0, not important issue?
Yeah.
All right. And climate change?
A 0. That is all made up.
K-12 education.
It's important to get the local junk out of education by 10.
Okay, so would that be on a 0 to 10?
Yeah, 10.
10. And crime and violence?
10.
Student loan debts?
0.
0. Racism and discrimination?
0. It's all made up.
Abortion rights?
0.
And voting rights?
It's important that it be only people vote who need to vote. So that's important. And the abortion stuff is important, but it's a 10 and that I'm pro-life.
Okay. So that'll be on a 0 to 10? 10?
A 10. They're all important issues. It just depends on the survey. I'm trying to figure out what would give an accurate picture, because just asking if something's important doesn't give you an idea of where you're headed.
Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local officials in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote this 2024 November election?
100%.
Okay. Now, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Registered to vote, and always vote.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
that is blown out. There's only two options, male or female, and I'm male.
Okay. Now, the year of your birth, 1962?
What was that?
Yeah, the year of your birth in 1962?
One.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Master's. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you. Now, on 0 to 10?
10, when there's no cheating, which is always cheating. I've seen it firsthand.
Okay. 10?
Yeah.
Now, how much power do you feel that Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? On a scale from 0 to 10, meaning 0 means Black community has no power at all, or 10 meaning that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community?
They have the same power to vote when it's all fair.
So you would say 10? A lot of power? Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, an issue on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that also. Now, the first name I'll read to you is Brad Raffensperger.
0.
Okay. And John Ossoff?
0.
Andre Dickens?
Never heard.
Okay. Tim Walls?
0.
And Brian Kemp?
8.
And J.D. Vance?
10.
And Raphael Warnock?
0.
Okay. Now, it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for president were held today. For whom would you vote, you said?
Trump, of course.
Okay. Now, it's a long way off, but November 2024, elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote, the House Representative, Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Republican on everything.
Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
Now, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big.
Okay. Well, now, below has a list of people, events that could have prevented the progress your thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe in each person or prevent progress you wanted to see in your country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevent progress. For 5 meaning you're not sure, 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'm going to read them out to you. Just tell me a number. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
I didn't fully understand the question.
All right, let me read it back to you. We have a list of people, events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one that I read, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in the country from a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 meaning that you're not sure, or 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
10. Vice President Harris?
10.
Black voters?
5.
5. Okay. COVID-19 recovery?
7.
7. And local mayor? Your local mayor?
5.
And Democrats in Georgia General Assembly?
10.
Okay. Now I'm going to read some statements below, developed statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to
okay,
go
okay, I'm at work, so I need to get going. So
all right. We're pretty much closing up right now. Just I'm going to read them fast and just give me a number. Oh, you want me to call you back later
no,
on? Or? No.
I'm done with it.
You're done with it? All right. Thank you.
Yeah.